CFM.
CFRC Kingston.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Danger, danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcast from Cruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Cooper and this is The Rat Ring. It is now break week, so I'm no longer sad. Yippee. I just had, you know, the classic university experience where, like, every single class has its summative set the, like, week right before your break. So, I've mentioned it before, but, like, I'm still fucked up. Like, it went away about halfway through the summer, but, like, university has rotted my brain, where every time I think I have a break or like a little bit of time to myself, I'm like, fuck, there's probably something I'm forgetting, there's something like looming that I'm like, I'm gonna get shit on for, like, oh, actually, this is a test worth like 20% that wasn't announced anywhere, and you didn't check for it. Like, there's a looming sense of anxiety all the time. And I had it all through last year and like halfway through the summer. So, I'm glad it's still a thing. Speaking of glad it's still a thing, I don't know, I was gonna transition this, but I don't care. Music.
Don't leave me, 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 don't leave me
the back of my mind. That's not your demise. We'll get what's inside. You can lose. We'll be right back.
That was, I got lost. That was Smoking Ashes by Deferius, Beyond Cremation by Skeletal Remains, Postmortem Violation by Necrotic Divinity, Consume by Mortal Decay, and Taste of Putrid Amputation by Gore Inhaled. And I was at the bus stop last. There was, there was like a bag of weed that was half gone. I know it was bad weed because it was full of like stems and like, you know, it just looked bad, if you know what I mean. Either way, it was just that sitting there on the bench, and like a lady came up to me and was like, "Is this yours?" "No, not mine." I first of all don't smoke weed, but even if I did, I don't trust like probably crackhead weed that fell out of their bag. Either way, I don't know if she didn't know what it was, or if she just was debating taking it for herself. Cause like, she was just opening the bag and like sniffing it super intently, like really making sure she understood what was going on. Oh, and later that same day on the bus back, I go to sit down and I look at my feet and there's a joint on the ground, just smushed. And like, it's a shame because like, free weed twice on the same day would be awesome if it happened to someone who actually smoked weed. Like, I feel like it was wasted on me. Someone could have put that to good use, but instead, I ended up finding it, and like, to be fair, the joint, I don't think anyone would have taken that. Well, people would have taken that. I was gonna say, just because it's like, it's been stepped on a bunch, it was like, kind of smushed, but someone would have smoked it anyway. Music.
Yeah! Oh!
Was Raping Under God by Thorazine, Morbid Devourment by Entombed, Open Casket by Death, Gore Lust by Gore Lust, and Drown in the Candle's Flame by Eternal Suffering. I'm going to announce my most controversial gaming opinions right now just because I was talking about it with someone and I realized I am such a hater and I do understand why most people hate my opinions and like disagree with it, but these are the two big ones that add to why my taste in video games is stupid among normal people. I don't like open world that much. I significantly prefer a game with, like, a set structure. And I also don't really like story games very much. So that leads to my favorite games of all time being Sid Meier's Civilization V and Left 4 Dead 2. Like, okay, the issue with open world games is that I feel like they spread the quality out. Like, there's only so many times I can kill the NPCs or dig around with the physics engine and, you know, approach things in a different way before I just get bored. Especially when, you know, I find that they make it less interesting. That isn't to say, like, freedom of any choice is bad. That's also kind of why I don't like a lot of story games. Like, my favorite game is Civ 5. And that game, there's many ways to approach how you win, but they all have, like, set ways to get there. Like, building your empire, using certain strategies to get there, and there's always, you know, a little bit of luck depending on how you spawn in and who your neighbors are, and if you get invaded or not, or if you invade them. There's a lot of control, but it's still, like, structured to a point, and there's clearly, like, a lot of quality put into, you know, the process of getting there. As opposed to, like, this one is bad. Breath of the Wild. I did not like Breath of the Wild very much. I'm sorry. But a lot of the shrines felt very samey, and I got pretty bored of killing the little creatures, the little goblin guys. And story games, it's just the opposite effect, where there's not enough choice, or it's just boring. Like, there are a few that I like. The other problem with it is I have to, like, sink my time into it, because if I start, like, a Skyrim save, and I don't play for a week, and I come back, I don't care how far in I am, I'm restarting that save. It's the same with every story game. Like, I have not touched Red Dead 2 in forever. I was kind of enjoying it. It wasn't amazing, in my opinion, but it wasn't bad. But I haven't played it in months, because I started it, went, oh yeah, this is kind of neat, and then I didn't log on for a week, and then can't log on anymore, because now I have to restart the whole game. Anyway, I'm gonna keep playing some death metal, because that's kind of what I was feeling, and it turned out alright with what I was finding, I think. Anyway, Big Chungus. That was Phobophile by Cryptopsy, and Replendent Terror by Emasculator, and Putrid Serenity by Regurgitate. Thank you for having listened. It means a lot to have stayed this long. I'm gonna end this off with a Pig Destroyer song, because I love Pig Destroyer, and their songs are like 30 seconds, and I timed this out really awkwardly, so I'm gonna have to break the theme of death metal and just throw in a death grind song at the end. I'm sorry. Please check out the set list at @_rat_ring. Thank you for having listened. You should go to bed. It's pretty late. After you listen to this, of course.
Hi, I'm Danny Michelle, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Hey, what's up? This is Dupel. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Brooke from Immaculate Machine. At the moment you're hearing this, I'm probably sitting in a sweaty van. So consider yourselves lucky that you get to listen to CFRC 101.9.
Hi, I'm Caroline.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
We're the good lovelies.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Gabriel Campagne des Barricades. Vous écoutez à CFRC 101.9 dans Kingston, Ontario.
Hey, what's up? My name is Decisive, and